Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Extraordinary by David McLaughlin, Ayrshire, Scotland. It was just another nothing-much kind of day in January 2009. I'd done a little shopping and was walking home with nothing much to do on my to-do list. I overtook a wee old lady. To be honest, she hardly registered on my radar. Just another ordinary old lady. Then she carefully sat one of her shopping bags down, straightened up, and took a deep breath. The bag held a big box of soap powder. I could have carried it all day without noticing, but she hadn't made it 50 yards from the shop before stopping. I walked past, then turned back and asked if she needed a hand. She explained that normally she had a shopping cart and the box wouldn't have been a problem. But as she hadn't had much money, the soap was too good a bargain to miss. While she explained, I picked up the bag and we started walking. I asked her where she was going, then lied, and said it was exactly on my way. A few steps along, I realized I had to walk really slow so not to tire her out, which gave us plenty of time to chat. But what would we talk about? She said she was 92 in a month, then said she was retired from the Salvation Army. She joined as a teenager, met her husband, her only love, at the Army College. Then they'd set out on a life of service together. She talked about the work in the poor inner-city areas, how her husband had died suddenly 30 years ago while they were both out doing the good work. She had so looked forward to growing old with him and didn't understand why it had happened, but she was absolutely sure it was part of the bigger plan. Wow! As I listened, my admiration grew. I walked her to her door, despite her protest that it must be out of my way. There, Mrs. Thompson and I introduced ourselves and shook hands. I said it was a real pleasure to meet her. She said when I stopped, she saw I had a good face. Walking away, so much ran through my mind. I was touched she had said that I had a good face. I know only too well how badly my heart would fare if held up to a public inspection. So if my face looked good, that's a step in the right direction. It was an honor to have helped her. Then I remembered how only minutes before I had thought of her as just another ordinary old lady. How wrong I had been. The more I get to know people, the more I hear their stories, the more I come to realize there is no such thing as an ordinary person. Ms. Thompson, thank you for helping me.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.